Audio Renaissance presents George Washington by James McGregor Burns and Susan Dunn. From the American Presidents series, Arthur Schlesinger Jr., General Editor. Read for you by Richard Rowan. Editor's Note: The American Presidency. The president is the central player in the American political order. That would seem to contradict the intentions of the founding fathers. Remembering the horrid example of the British monarchy, they invented a separation of powers in order, as Justice Brandeis later put it, to preclude the exercise of arbitrary power. Accordingly, they divided the government into three allegedly equal and coordinate branches: the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary. But a system based on the tripartite separation of powers has an inherent tendency toward inertia and stalemate. One of the three branches must take the initiative if the system is to move. The executive branch alone is structurally capable of taking that initiative. The founders must have sensed this when they accepted Alexander Hamilton's proposition in the 70th Federalist that energy in the executive is a leading character in the definition of good government. They thus envisaged a strong president, but with an equally strong system of constitutional accountability. The term imperial presidency arose in the 1970s to describe the situation when the balance between power and accountability is upset in favor of the executive. The American system of self-government thus comes to focus in the presidency, the vital place of action in the system, as Woodrow Wilson put it. Henry Adams, himself the great-grandson...